If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to the SansPants Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
And so is Jackson.
Hello. What's up?
Oh, nothing much. What about you is up with what?
Nothing much.
Damn, the chemistry of you guys. You can tell you guys have been doing this for, what, 10 years together?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, wow.
This is the kind of gold you only get with
spark,
with
the chemistry.
Us.
Wow. Yeah. Electric.
And today we're talking pink eye.
Oh, yeah, baby.
How many of us have had pink eye in the last year?
Yeah, not me.
Okay, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Yeah, I do currently, as we are recording, have pink eye.
It's a funny thing, Dad.
I got to get ahead of it, you know, because the allegations will come.
You're not denying the pink eye allegations.
If I was trying to cover it up, you know, what's he hiding?
Yeah, that's
pink
true.
Eye. Yes. What was he doing? How did he get pink eye?
I got it
from boogers, okay? I had a cold and I had boogers in my eye.
Okay, yeah. I see.
Like a toddler, okay? All right.
How do the boogers go in your eye?
I don't know.
So here's the thing. Yeah. Pink eye has become quite a popular thing at the moment because people are eating us lots.
Okay, yeah, fantastic.
Pink eye and conjunctivitis are the same thing.
Yeah.
But when we were younger and we were kids, people would talk about conjunctivitis.
Yeah.
And so I've known people in the modern day who don't realize that conjunctivitis and pink eye are the same thing. Pink eye seems to only be referred to when people are like, you've got a fart in your eye.
You've got poop particles in your eye.
Poop particles have gotten in there.
But conjunctivitis, same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And you can
I could be wrong, but is it that conjunctivitis is one thing that is referred to as pink eye?
Yeah.
And then you've got some kind of fart eye condition, which is different from conjunctivitis, but is also called pink eye. Do you know what I mean? Is it an umbrella? Is it two different
pink
things?
Pink eye,
get conjunctivitis from farts in the eyes?
Yeah. If I found out pink eye was not real, as in it was like.
Oh, it's real, brother. Oh, it's so real.
But if I found out it was like a slang term where it was like, no,
I mean,
you're not
is.
Medically diagnosed with pink eye.
Well, it is.
Medically diagnosed with conjunctivitis. It is. Look, I'll bust out some pink eye facts
right
now.
Okay. Yeah.
It is the name for what happens when you get an infection in your eye.
Okay.
So it can be caused by a whole bunch of stuff. I think the time I got it was also the boring booger way where I had a cold and I think what happened was I fell asleep, probably my nose ran, and then I rolled over it.
Yeah. Or it's just like you wipe your nose, don't wash your hands, and then wipe your eye.
Yeah, for sure. Easy. I'm always touching
so
my eyes.
It's so easy to
dude.
Do, and it's normal that an adult human man has a toddler's disease.
I hate how much I touch my eyes.
Yeah.
We've started putting Plumbing the Death Stars on YouTube, and I am touching my eyes all the
touch
time.
City.
And my
do you want
mouth-
me to start pointing out during this recording every time you touch your eye?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't notice. And
what's
then I go.
What's the eye sound alarm? I don't know. Is that really annoying for everyone?
We're
going
to need two alarms though, because there's eyes. Because if I laugh too much, obviously I get like watery eyes and I do this.
Okay. And you wipe your eyes.
I wipe my eyes with
both
fingers.
That's not a wire.
But then sometimes I will do this. I'll do like rub my finger against my nose.
How do you not have pink eye constantly?
I don't know.
Just rubbing. Lucky, I guess.
Okay, so, wait, so Hayden, what's, why? You can track the eye rub.
Yeah.
And you do nose rub?
Yeah, right. Okay. I'm so conscious now. It's funny, like we're just
not
talking.
Even
you're just
here.
Watching
even
me
worry.
Like a hawk. Okay, all right, good.
He's going to do it. Any second now.
You can also get infected with pink eye.
Yeah.
From someone else's pink eye.
Yeah.
So that's
I infected my housemate with pink eye.
Oh my God, really?
That's awesome.
They were not stoked about it.
See, that's very funny because when I had pink eye not 2 months ago, and I was like, hey, I have pink eye, isn't that funny? And I'm like, anyway, I'm coming over. Hayden's like, should you be coming over with pink eye? I was like, oh, you think I don't know how to not infect someone else with pink eye? Turns out I do. You don't. I understand. Yeah. You're projecting. Mm-hmm. You're projecting. You're like, I will make a muck of this.
Yeah. It's funny. When my husband was like, I think you gave me pink eye.
Yeah.
I'm like, no. There is literally no way scientifically. I actually looked into this. Okay. Medically, it would be impossible for me to have given you pink eye. And then, no, I probably just.
How did you do it?
Well,
we
did butterfly kisses.
That'll do it.
No, it's just you touch your eye, you touch a door handle, they touch a door handle, they touch the eye.
Don't do that. No, you know, I didn't.
What? Don't touch
that.
A door handle?
Wash
in my
hands.
Own house.
Oh my God, wash your hands.
I was washing my hands heaps and I was staying away from the common areas.
Yeah, that's fair.
I was trying.
So is it your housemate's fault?
Yes. They should have evacuated the house once they knew I was a grotty little pink eye man.
How long do you have pink eye for? I mean, you still got it.
I still got it.
But like, what's the length of pink? How long does it last?
Have a guess, because I looked this up the other day and was shocked.
2 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks.
Wow.
That's so long.
How long? What are we at?
Day 3, I think.
Oh, dude.
But it's gone away because I got drops, so that's all the symptoms have gone away.
Yeah, that's
so I don't
good.
Have, there's no, it's all good.
Yeah.
But I think if I stopped to the drops, it would come back.
It would come back. Yeah. With a vengeance.
Do you know you can taste eye drops?
Whoa.
No. Tell the rest of that story.
So, you put eye drops in your mouth.
Right.
No way.
You suck it like a baby's bottle.
So, it's just steroids, right? So, it tastes really bitter. Mm. Put the eye drops in your eyes, and then, like, later, you can just taste in the back of your throat.
Is that because it goes into your tubes and then down into your...
Yeah, exactly. Because basically your eyes are... Yeah. Everything's all connected in the back.
Oh, there. Yeah.
You take the lid off, you take your face off, it's all one big hole.
Yeah.
All the tubes connect.
Sinus is a crazy, because I have awful sinuses. Oh, just the terrible. Thinnest fucking tubes, dude.
Mm.
And if I get a cold or whatever, pure hell.
Yeah.
Every time I do, I'm like, I got to look at what my sinuses look like to get a sense of what's going on in there. Mm. Fucked up. And yeah, one big hole, basically.
You ever done a sinus rinse?
Yeah.
I did one this morning for the first time.
Dude.
How'd you go?
Disappointing. I thought a bunch of stuff was going to come out. Yeah, it was kind of nothingy.
Did you do it properly?
I thought so.
What did you do?
Okay.
Talk us through.
I got, and now this is not gross. I'm giving a not gross warning because nothing happened was disappointing. So I'm not going to describe any gross stuff. So I filled it up with salt water.
Yeah.
You boil the kettle, wait for it to cool down,
mm-hmm.
which is so annoying.
Oh, it takes ages.
Takes forever. And I was like, because I was kind of in a rush.
You're like, what? I can jack it.
Yeah. And so, I did it. It was pretty hot. And I was like pouring it from one cup to another, trying to cool it down.
That's
and then I
so
put
funny.
The thing in a cold thing and whatever. So then just relaxed, sort of closed my throat hole. I just shoved it up there and it felt like I was drowning a bit, but not, it just feels like when you dive in a pool and
I
guess it's right. And then no big boogers came out. It was kind of just like if I blew my nose that amount of
well boogers. Maybe I haven't done, I've not done, what device are you using?
Squeezing.
It's like a bottle. It's basically like a pump bottle.
I've done a real lo-fi version with a small like saucer of water.
What?
That I put up to my nose and then inhale through my nose and then out my mouth.
That's not a sinus rinse. That's with water?
Yeah.
With like snorting.
You huff up the water with your nose?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
With like exactly the same thing. Boiling the water, letting it cool down, doing the same thing.
So you just breathe water in?
That's not
force to that.
Were you taught to do it that way or did you figure that out?
Yeah.
I think that's not. Because
then it goes through and then it comes out. I can feel all the salty water come out my mouth. And it.
I mean, you're not wrong, but like.
It works.
It probably would work, but I don't think it. That's how you're supposed to do it.
I mean, I guess Jackson's going analog and he doesn't have to buy anything.
Yeah.
We're suckers.
Mine's not a digital wash. It's a bottle with a bottle with a hole on the top of it and you squirt it into your nose.
It's like a little pump bottle.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had a saucer already, but it was just sitting around.
He saved $10.
Yeah, it wasn't doing anything. Yeah.
Did you put salt in it?
Yeah. It just, basically the same thing. Just
what is the salt? Because you have little sachets of the salt.
Oh, I just use whatever salt.
Of course.
Just rock
pink
salt.
Himalayan rock
really
salt.
Just getting in there.
Does it dissolve before you? Okay,
Yeah,
mostly.
Just like a salinated thing through that. Well, it's got to dissolve because I don't want to leave little fucking bits of salt in my tubes. That'll make it significantly worse.
That's insane. So you just... just have a table, face forward on the table, nose, and just...
Well, no, it's like, you know...
Is your nose fully submerged?
Yeah, so this is what I do.
Yeah.
first of all, get a little saucer of ready.
Yeah.
Boil some water.
Uh-huh.
Wait for, well, put it in some salt, dissolve it,
yep.
for it to cool down. Mm-hmm. Put it in the saucer. And then you know how there's like that really quite comforting, cozy way to like drink soup where you like bring the bowl up to your face and you...
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like how you would drink from like a rounded...
Yeah, where you got your both palms mug. On it. Yeah, like that, but then you got, you're aiming for mouth. I just raise a little higher, submerge my nose.
Both nostrils?
Both nostrils. And try and inhale the water and then it goes through my tubes and out my mouth.
I think you're going the wrong way.
Well, I like, can't do it backwards. How am I going to do it? That's just drinking salty water.
No, but I think that's not supposed to come out your nose. Because, like, you squirt it through one nostril and it's supposed to come out the other nostril.
Jackson's going two nostrils at once.
Yeah.
I know, but then it's got so much... All the boogers have so much further to travel. They've got to travel through. Yeah. They've got so much harder to travel. They got to through all your sinuses, then out your mouth.
But that's good because I got to clear out all the tubes. That's
I mean, true. This one also...
You're clearing out fewer tubes.
Well, you know what? Didn't feel that clean.
You squirt it really hard. You feel it go above your eyes.
Oh. Yeah, do you know your sinuses up above your eyes? Like yeah. It's like an X formation.
That would be actually great for me because that's where
you
it gets the worst.
You've got to squirt it. Yeah. Yeah, I think you
And I can't imagine it's your things getting up there.
No, not really.
I think there's going to be something in your human body that's going to prevent you from snorting with the ferocity required to get external wet into your head.
Yeah, I would just be so scared because it's so bad when those ones get... Like yeah. I was on an episode of Gamey Game recently, or a while ago. Whenever this comes out, who knows? But I had the worst headache of my life because both my things were just full of liquid.
Yeah,
and you can tell. You watch that episode on YouTube. You're like, Jackson is about to faint.
Yeah,
that's
wow.
What it looks like for most of the episode. They're like, "What do you reckon of this game?" I'm like, "I don't know, man."
Is there anything they can do for the amount of goo that you got?
I can get a surgery. Yeah, I think they go in there with a needle and make the holes bigger or whatever. But that's scary. What's scary about that is that for 2 weeks, you just don't get access to your nose.
Yeah.
That's very intimidating.
Well, if it feels like too close to a lobotomy.
Too close.
If they slip.
Yeah.
Whoopee!
Whoa! But then also, so you hear a lot of people say, like, holy shit, for the first time I can breathe, my posture's better, I'm not so tired anymore. That's very appealing. But then you hear some people who are like, basically didn't do anything.
Mm.
And that's scary.
Is
to go
that...
for 2 weeks with no nose and then to do nothing.
But you're kind of going your whole life with half a nose.
That's true. Well, that's the question. No nose for 2 weeks, half a nose for your whole life.
Is it a question?
What would you prefer?
That is a good question. I would prefer, I think I'd risk it. I'd risk it.
Yeah, I probably, at some point I probably will.
There's a, I also have bad sinuses. I went to the doctor about it. I was getting shots for other stuff. And I was like, hey, I had terrible sinuses. Like, is there anything you can do for that? And they're like, oh, so you're going to trial this medication. It's like a steroid cream. Steroid spray.
Yeah.
You do that every day for 6 months. And then if that doesn't do anything, there's a different thing we can trial for 6 months.
Yeah,
and
wow.
And then if that doesn't work, then we'll send you to the nose doctor. It's like, just send me to the nose doctor first. Give me the maximum treatment straight away. I don't want to waste my time.
It's crazy though, this because I, for a while, used one of those everyday ones. And they work. They work.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're really useful. So
don't they destroy your nose from the inside?
That's what I thought too.
No,
but
there's
different.
Two different kinds.
Yeah,
there's the immediate
confused.
Relief
and cocaine.
Yeah.
I'm getting them confused. I always do.
Yeah,
immediate release, like where it's got the
I forget what it is, but there's
some chemical in it that's terrible, and then the other one's a steroid one, which is fine.
The immediate release one, though, holy shit,
that's
you become properly addicted to that.
Yeah.
Like your body doesn't know what to do without it.
No, it freaks out. If you stop taking it, you get like way worse because you get so dependent on it, and then you do it again, and then
because you're lying
your
in bed being like,
yeah,
and you're like, just one more hit,
and this will be the last time. I promise.
But it's like if I have a little one, I'll be okay.
Yeah, just a little one, just.
But then you
over.
Do it and your nostrils like too open and the cold air is going in and out of it.
I like that.
Oh, no.
Well, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
I like it if I'm not trying to sleep.
Yeah. I think both my nostrils blocked up last night because I had a dream that there was a lady who was stalking me and I was trying to explain to people that they should call the police, not her parents. But I was doing this because I couldn't like talk for some reason. Then I woke up with a really dry mouth.
Yeah. I had a similar dream where I was suffocating.
Yeah.
And I think what I was doing was I was snoring with my mouth open and I was choking on my own tongue in real life. And it was awful.
Yeah, I remember looking around.
Because it took me way too long to wake up. Like, yeah, I was just suffocating for... Well, I was just fully suffocating for fucking ages.
Yeah, I was like, I remember because in a supermarket for some reason, and I was walking around looking for...
I was in my childhood bedroom.
I was looking around for a Gatorade because I needed to wet my mouth.
Yeah.
Because my mouth was so dry in the dream. Yeah.
It's so funny that, like, I was woke up, like, my mouth was so dry, I was so uncomfortable. Like, oh, I'm so thirsty.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I can't be bothered getting up. I'll just be horribly uncomfortable for six more hours rather than getting up and taking a drink of water, which would take 25 seconds.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I don't have the commitment for that. I'm going to sit in bed and suffer.
I'm going to be in pain. That's what I'm good at.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever had pink eye? Ever in your life?
Never had pink. Or maybe once when I was like a very little baby, but not in living memory.
Yeah, that's only something that little babies get. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I only have like a kind of like grown up adult cool guy illnesses.
What's your most adult illness, do you think?
Oh, that's a great question. Bad back, maybe?
Yeah, that's up there. That's pretty adult.
That's pretty adult.
Oh, I thought you had cancer.
I did have cancer. That's pretty
super
adult.
Grown
up. That's pretty grown up.
But I had it when I was like I was in my early 20s. Yeah. So like, does it count? And it was nut cancer.
It was nut cancer. And you got it from a pig stomping on your balls.
It was the silliest cancer.
It was very silly. Like a cartoon level of
exactly. It was a Mr. Magoo cancer situation.
It really sounds like a lie.
Yeah. It sounds like something I'm making up.
Yeah.
And I don't think about it until I'm feeling my fake nut. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's still, I saw in the office, there's still your like spoof report.
Yeah. It's awesome. I should get that.
Show me the spoof report.
It's the one that says
how many swimmers you
show me the spoof report.
Jenkins. Show me the spoof report.
Show me the report. The spoof report on my desk.
That's the one that says I'm above average in terms of viscosity, I think.
Viscosity?
Yeah, something like that.
Of spoof.
Of spoof.
Isn't like the texture and the thickness?
I don't know. It gives the average rating down the middle, and this one it's like, oh, above average.
Does that mean more or less viscous?
Well, above. I would assume above means more.
I guess.
Below average means I'm below the average level of viscosity.
So it'll be thin. So you got thick cum.
I got thick cum, dude. Like I'm dehydrated.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Is it just that? Were you just dehydrated? That could be the case.
It could be. I don't know. I don't know if they would check against that. Yeah.
Yeah, your dick was sleeping with its mouth open.
Dry little urethra. But no, I don't think I've ever had pink eye. Or again, a long time ago.
Can we talk about your cum some more?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. I'm always happy to talk about my cum.
What's your swimmer rate?
I think it was pretty good.
Do you remember the number?
No, I don't remember the number.
I think the average is 20 or 30 million.
It was good though. Like, because I remember the reason I got my cum checked is because my mom was like, you're having a round of chemo, you guys are all going to die in one go, save some sperm. And then they were paying for it. And mom was like, if your cum's good, I don't want to keep paying for the cum you've got in storage. Go check if it's good. And that was a whole fucking schmozzle where I went to my doctor. I went there before getting a doctor's certificate because I had like a thing that was like, I don't know. It was like I needed two bits of documentation.
You gotta get a GP first.
But I only had one, and they were like, well, we'll do the test, but then just go get it from your GP. But then I went to my GP, and she was like, I don't know what you're saying. I was like,
Macomb, please.
I was like, I've already done the test.
I need this
form. I just need you to say it. And she's like, we can do the test here. I was like, I'm not doing it twice.
Yeah, no, listen to what I'm saying to you.
I just need to get my comms and all if it's good. And it was. So whatever, the normal swim account.
Yeah,
it would be awesome to have to be super fertile.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
That would be very cool, but no, alas, not. Damn. Just super thick.
What's your most adult injury, Cass, or ailment?
Yeah,
adult ailment.
It's a tricky question.
It is tricky.
I think stuff like a head cold. I don't know what a head cold is compared to a normal cold, but to say, "Oh, I have a head cold,"
it makes me feel like a baby.
Yeah. I think
if I get a head cold, I will know that I have a head cold because I get so sad and I just start crying. It's like I fill with goo and then I'm hopeless. I'm hopelessly sooky. I'm just like, I don't know how to smile.
I think it's an adult sickness.
Yeah.
If you're like, I cannot get sick right now. I cannot get sick right now.
Okay,
but if you're
burnout.
If you're cozied up in bed playing Nintendo,
child illness. Because a cold is sort of neither, I think. I think a cold bridges both.
Yeah,
because if you get a cold now, you can get an adult cold.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can get an adult cold and a child cold. You know?
Head cold, it makes me feel like a baby, so that I reckon is for babies.
Okay, what's an adult cold then?
The one where it's like so close to the flu, but they're not testing you for the flu. Like you can't move for 2 days instead of a week.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think a child cold, it has to involve a lot of coughing with your mouth open as loud as you can.
Tongue out, mouth in a perfect
When a baby does that, I want to just grab its mouth.
It's like, why do you do
that's
it like
the first
that?
Thing you got to learn.
Yeah.
God damn it. I always feel like I'll get sicker from a baby.
They're just the cesspool.
Yeah.
Because none of them have any immune systems yet because they've been alive for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And they're hanging out with other people who also have no immune system.
Gross.
You put them all together.
Absolutely disgusting. Yuck. Disgusting stuff, dude.
Do you reckon primary school teachers and stuff get sicker more often or less often? Do you think they've got a really good immune system?
Yeah. Dealing with grubby little kids all day?
Yeah.
It's like rolling around in the mud.
Yeah. Mm.
Or do you think like the first 5 years of your career, you're sick all the time and then from then on, you're good?
I have heard that. I heard the people who work in primary schools constantly a little bit sick. But surely, oh my God, I had a wrist injury from working in an office.
That's my adult injury.
To go pay money to see a physio who's like, oh yeah, it's a repetitive stress injury from...
Yeah, from typing.
Yeah.
From using your mouse all day.
That's huge adult energy.
I was like,
energy.
I'm meant to live in the sea. I'm not meant to be at the desk.
I'm not built for this.
That's huge.
Mm.
Did you get like the glove as well? Not the glove, but the wrist brace.
I didn't.
Because the wrist brace, that's adult.
Oh, when it was like quite sore, I taped it.
Okay.
Does a wrist brace count as a fingerless glove?
Yes.
I'd say so.
Yes.
I think so too.
What subculture is that associated with? Is that scar?
Steampunk.
Steampunk's on the way out, hey.
I think it was never really here.
I think steampunk's had its time in the sun.
I think maybe you've gotten older and you are seeing less steampunk content. But I don't think it is. Was it ever really? I guess it was
kind of popular. It must have had some time where it was.
I guess so.
Beloved, but I think what happened. This is partially we were like. Britain during that era wasn't so awesome.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, colonial Britain, what if it had continued?
Yeah, what if we still had children in the workhouses?
Yeah, is that awesome?
Yeah.
They were pro. They loved it.
They're having a great
time.
They're
in the union.
They loved the workhouse.
Statistically, there would have been one kid that did. There was one kid.
At least
having
one
a great
kid who
time. I don't get disciplined at home. This makes me feel fulfilled in a way I don't know how to articulate yet.
You guys aren't happy? Another hour. How great is
hell
this?
Yeah.
I'm working through lunch.
What kind of old-timey job do you think would you be good at?
Or would I be good at?
I would be, or would you like to do?
Pickpocketing.
Pickpocketing would be good.
I could be like
a career criminal.
Yeah, like, you know, like, but not on my own. I have to be like...
You
like
be a, part of the...
Well, like a kid that's been held down, but for like a sort of... Fagin and Oliver Twist situation.
Yeah.
Like, ideally,
you're the older kids.
The job I'm doing is designed for a child, but I'm an adult man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I see
that.
You
keep tripping over on the way.
Yeah, exactly. You're
trying to be subtle and then trip over and fall on your
face.
Being
like, sir, would you like to adopt me? And they're like, you're 32.
You got a beard.
They give you money so you'll stop.
Yeah.
It is the pence I have is worth you leaving me alone.
Okay.
Yeah. I think chimney sweep would be good.
That's a great way to get testicular cancer.
Testicular cancer?
Yeah, that happened to a lot of the chimney sweeps. They would get nut cancer. In fact, and
why
this is,
not?
I don't know. I used to know. You could look it up on your little machine.
you look it up on your little machine.
Well, I'm talking.
All right, okay, I'll look it up. Let's both look it up and be silent while Cash talks.
I think if I had to have an old-fashioned job, mm-hmm. I'd want to do one of the spindly little finger jobs.
I've like, given up on trying to look it up. What? A spindly little finger job? Is that what you said?
Yeah, like a spindly little finger job.
Like a, the
babe,
fruit
do you reckon
of, what's the fruit of the loom?
A spindly little finger job?
It's my birthday. Come on.
What's like the fruit? Working a loom, that
yeah.
kind of thing?
Yeah, what's or like doing Jenny? Little embroidery.
What
or...
is fruit of the loom?
That is a brand of underwear.
Yeah.
Sold in the US.
No, and it's the like... subject of a mandala effect where some people say that the logo used to have a cornucopia, but it doesn't. But then in some instances, maybe it does. Anyway, chimney sweeps carcinoma, also called sootwort, is a squamous cell carcinoma.
Sorry, it's a squamous cell?
It's squamous, baby.
Yeah,
that's something like
carcinoma.
Fucking
it's...
from one of those Rick and Morty episodes that makes them up on the spot. Yeah. Those terrible
is
things.
Is it squamous?
Ooh, it's a blumbling.
Maybe it's squamous.
Squamous.
That's even more so.
Name for someone who works on a ship.
Oh, really? Oh, I see. Yes. Yeah, yeah, it is.
As in I would name if my second mate would be called squamous.
Wait, did you just...
And it's the... It is... it's cancer on the skin of the scrotum. It is the distinction
the not,
of being the
testicular.
First reported form of occupational cancer and was identified by a man named Percival Pott. Oh, and here's a disgusting illustration.
Show me, show me, show me.
Wow.
I'm confused by what I'm looking
that
at.
That looks like an ear.
It's a...
Oh, it's a dick and nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I like how they've posed the penis.
Yeah, me too. He's sort of breaching like a whale.
He's
yeah.
like, oh,
that
don't look
at him shy. Is maybe... 50 times bigger than I was imagining it would be.
It looks like as though, to give everybody an idea, mm-hmm. imagine on your scrotum, if you have a scrotum, mm-hmm. a snail of considerable size that yeah. fed on blood.
Yeah, or a leech, I suppose.
Or yeah, like a big...
Or tick.
But a round tick with no legs.
Is on the scrotum. And yeah, they would get it from chimney sweeping.
Can you send that to us? We'll pop it on the...
I absolutely
no,
will.
No, well... We don't have to put everything on the Twitter.
Why do we have it?
Why? This is the kind
I don't
of thing
know.
People are going to be looking
that's
this
true.
Shit
okay,
up.
Fine.
We'll put the link.
We're going to put a warning on it or something, though.
We'll put the link so you can click it at own risk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're getting nut cancer. Bummer. You're getting the squamous cancer.
Getting squamous.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I unfortunately put myself in a role where I will get the exact same ailment I have in this life.
Yeah, but there will be no doctor to treat it.
Yeah.
You're just going to end up, they're going to be like, well... Throw you out, I guess.
Yeah, try the sniffing these herbs.
Yeah, yeah.
It didn't work.
I thought, like, because you were saying that as
morphine.
Like, I thought you were saying sniffing those herbs is like an alternative job because she can no longer work the
you got to sniff
the herbs,
brother.
Now.
Someone's going to do it.
No, it's still
I'll
works.
Be a herb sniffer then. I'll test them.
You just sniff and say if it smells good or not.
Yeah. Do what? I have my knowledge going back in time or do I think, like, if I'd been born this time?
You got your knowledge.
You are, okay, sure.
If I've got my knowledge, I reckon I'd work in a kitchen and just start putting food together that I know tastes
but
good and people can think I'm a genius.
But what you've done by time traveling back is illegal. So there are
what?
Forces out there that want to stop you.
Yeah, you're on the run.
Yeah. I mean, you can still do
rich.
It.
That's the easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
I should marry rich.
You should, man.
Maybe I'll just break up with my father and try and marry rich.
What? Okay.
Not for love.
You want to marry rich right now.
Yeah.
First step.
I've
what are
got
you doing?
No
right
idea.
Now?
Right now. In your life, it's okay from this point on, the moment we leave this studio, we're marrying rich. Where do you go?
Okay,
I think in my circumstance, marrying rich is one of the least attainable goals I could do in my life. I think I would sooner become like an actual scientist than marry. I have no idea how to do that. I don't know how to meet people.
I don't know where to start.
I don't know how to seduce anyone. And also, if I don't like them, I just won't hang out with them. I don't have the hunger for it.
Yeah,
enough.
That's true. You need the hunger.
Yeah.
What about you, Cass?
So, I am going to have to start going to very exclusive clubs.
Yes.
Which means I'm going to have to look a really certain way. And I currently probably look too old to do that.
Mm.
So I think step one, I'm going to have to lose like 20 kilos.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I got to hit the gym. If I want to do it, I got to hit the gym.
See, this is why that's like step one, do anything. I'm out.
Yeah. You want to be sort of picked up on the street. That's your dream. Yes. Somebody arrives in a limousine.
I want to be adopted by a rich family, maybe.
Yeah.
What I should do is have a blindside situation, whereas I'm good at something, okay, and then I get adopted by a rich family.
Yeah, okay. That would be good.
Do you think that's more attainable for you right now?
To be adopted? Well, no. Two things with that.
Yeah.
One, I'm not good at anything. Two, I'm a million years old.
Yeah.
So
we kind of maybe have passed the – because I was thinking then, like – if I got in shape, but I mean, I'm 32.
Yeah.
I can be no one's boy toy.
Yeah.
You know?
No, if they're older, you can.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, I guess you can go real old.
Maybe that's what we're doing. We need to go much older.
Oh, so, yeah. That's okay. How you do it. You go real old.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Okay, so we need to get into an older demographic, so I don't need to lose weight. I need a boob job.
Yes, that's
I'm
true.
Aiming for teen when I should be aiming for MILF. Yeah. That's my issue.
Dye your hair blonde.
Yep.
Bleach it.
Unfortunately, I will still need to hit the gym.
Yeah.
But I can do steroids, you know, to get in there.
Yeah. Maybe if I like catfish someone. Like maybe, okay. Maybe I started nice. Doing like FinDom or something, mm-hmm. doing one of those really committing hard, and I'm really trawling through.
Yeah.
I'm trawling till I find someone who is quite rich. I see them a little bit and I scope them that way. Mm. And then eventually I'm like, wow. Are you the one? That's crazy that we met online. That never happens.
If I was an attractive woman,
yes,
that's all I would be doing is FinDomming.
Yeah.
Why? I don't understand why that isn't everyone's job. If you're a woman and people will pay you to spend their money,
yeah.
Why would you not do that?
Well, you could.
Is it a dignity thing?
You could probably FinDom for other guys or ladies. Get on it. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
You could be fin-domming right now.
I haven't got an edge, do I? Probably. Why would someone want to be fin-domed by me when they could be fin-domed by some sexy lady?
Because it's just statistics.
You know,
I guess someone's into
there's
it.
There's enough people out there.
Am I a bear?
Can
I?
We've
muscly? Both experienced twink death, I think.
Yeah, I'm not.
We're both victims of twink death.
Might have it early. I think 19 is.
Twink, and it's like 19 just
halfway between a bear and a twink. Yeah.
The moment I was like, what if I commit instead of to being clean shaven and cute to being hairy and weird?
Yeah.
That was the end for me. Yeah. That was my twink death. I sort of twink killed myself.
Yeah.
It was twink suicide.
I committed twink suicide. I committed twinkie side. Yeah.
On that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Kaz.
I've been Jackson.
Jackson B. Bailey, thank you for coming on the pod. You can be found on Thumb Cramps.
That's true.
And also Basis Speculation.
That's true.
And also Plumbing the Death Star.
That's true.
And then if you want to pay money to hear more of your stuff.
Oh, dude.
How do they do that?
They can go to samsonsradio.com, or you can do it through Apple Podcasts. Mm. And you can sign up to the Bad Brain Boys collection or the Imagination Adventures collection. And I do
you're a bunch
of other fucking dirty.
Bunch of D&D. Is there a podcast you're not on this network?
Not really.
Yeah. The footy one.
I'm not on How Good's Footy, but it would be funny to put me there.
Have you ever been on the footy?
No. I should go on it, though. They'll be like, what?
Why? Is he here?
What do you mean? I don't know. I don't get it.
There should be a team called the Snails. That'd be fun.
Wow, two Jacksons? What a flawless impression.
What I really like, though, is that your Jackson impression is completely different to everyone else's.
What's everyone else's?
Do a Jackson.
Hang on.
Say the classic if you want.
I got shit on my penis.
Yeah.
What do I do?
You do it. Yours is.
Oh, I'm Jackson. Oh,
yeah. Oh, I'm Jackson. I'm Jackson. Everyone else is doing Jackson like this. Oh, I'm Jackson.
Yeah.
Oh, I got shit on my penis. Oh. Yours is more Muppety. I like it.
Oh, silly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.